Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Technology staff.
Welcome back to What's New in Ultra Tilted, your monthly guide to all the latest and greatest in Blackboard Ultra. I'm Thomas Matthews Horn.
And I'm Danielle Riley. Episode 8, December 2025, and we are closing out with the 4000.4 release. Wait, did I read that right? 4000?
You did. We've jumped from the 3900 series to 4000. New year coming, new version numbering, and this December release is packed with 10 key improvements that are going to make a real difference.
Absolutely. These updates really focus on giving instructors more control and flexibility, plus some nice quality of life improvements for students. Where should we start?
Let's kick off with what I think is the biggest game changer this month, the expanded release conditions for content items.
Oh, this is huge. So release conditions are not just for assessments anymore?
Exactly. Now you can set release conditions on any content item, documents, media, course links, you name it. And here's the kicker. You can base access on whether a student has simply opened or started a prerequisite item.
Wait, that's brilliant. So I could require students to at least open the syllabus before they can access the first module?
Exactly. Or require them to start watching a video lecture before the discussion board becomes available. It's about creating those pedagogical pathways without being overly restrictive.
I love the distinction between opened and started to. Sometimes you just need students to access something, other times you need them to engage with it.
Right, and this works for non-assessment content, which opens so many possibilities for scaffolded learning experiences.
This is going to change how I assist faculty with designing courses. The ability to guide students through content in a meaningful sequence. Fantastic. Speaking of group work, what about these group membership changes?
Another great improvement. Instructors can now manually change group memberships even after students have started working. No more being stuck with initial group assignments.
Finally, we've all had those situations where group dynamics just aren't working and you need to make adjustments mid-project.
Exactly. Maybe someone drops the course or there's a conflict that requires reshuffling. Now you can handle it without creating entirely new groups or assignments.
That's going to save so many headaches. And speaking of saving headaches, let's talk about the gradebook submission counts.
Oh, this is one of those, why didn't we always have these? This feature, like now you can see immediately with an option to show or hide how many submissions each student has made for an assignment.
That's so useful for assignments that allow multiple attempts. You can quickly see who's taking advantage of revision opportunities and who might need encouragement to resubmit.
And in the aligned gradebook view, it's right there with all your other grading information. No more clicking into each student individually to check submission history.
Efficiency win! Now there's also an update about tabbed interfaces and flexible grading, right?
Yes, the standardized tabbed interface. Basically, they've made the navigation consistent across all flexible grading views. Same tabs, same locations, whether you're grading essays or multiple choice.
Oh, that muscle memory is going to kick in so much faster now. No more hunting for features in different places depending on the assignment type.
Exactly. It's these consistency improvements that really speed up workflow once you get into a grading rhythm.
Consistency again. I'm sensing a theme in this release.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. So making the interface more predictable means less cognitive load for instructors. You can focus on teaching, not hunting for buttons.
Now, let's talk about something that'll make discussions more inclusive, participation requirements.
This is thoughtful. You can now specify participation requirements for discussions, set minimums for posts and replies to ensure everyone's engaging in a meaningful way.
I love this for encouraging quieter students to participate. Sometimes they need that gentle requirement to jump into the conversation.
Right, and you can set different requirements for different discussions. Maybe your introductory discussion just needs one post, but your debate forum needs two posts and three replies. This is another one of those things that's just like, why wasn't this here in a discussion board from the very beginning?
No kidding. That flexibility is key. Different discussion purposes need different participation levels. What about the added flexibility in the AI conversation feature?
Originality reporting option. This is interesting. Instructors can now remove AI conversation reports from student submissions when they're not relevant or needed.
That's helpful. Sometimes AI detection flags things incorrectly, or maybe you explicitly allowed AI assistance for certain parts of an assignment.
Exactly. It gives instructors the discretion to manage these reports based on their assignment, context, and their policies, like in their syllabus for how AI is used in the course.
Good to have that control. Now, there's something about audio and video and feedback.
Yes, better audio and video and feedback. The playback experience has been improved when instructors leave audio or video feedback for students. It's the same capability that was introduced to announcement a few months back. It's based on the native video studio that Anthology developed.
That's great. Audio feedback is so much more personal than written comments sometimes, but it needs to work smoothly.
Right. Nothing worse than recording thoughtful feedback only to have students struggle to play it back.
Yeah.
This should make the whole experience more reliable. And it includes the ability to like share screen and slides or anything you want, really.
Love it. Now there's also an update for the learning module table of contents.
The instructor view is finally here. Remember in August when students got the table of contents for learning modules? Mm-hmm. Well, instructors now have it too, just in time for preparing for the spring 2026 semester.
Finally, it was so weird having that feature for students, but not being able to see it ourselves as faculty and instructional designers.
I know. Now you can see exactly what your students see, making it easier to understand their navigation experience and organize content effectively.
That's going to make course design so much better. Being able to visualize the student experience while you're building is invaluable. And the last update about math formulas?
Inline and display formulas in MathJax. This gives more control over how mathematical formulas appear, either inline with text or displayed on their own line.
That's perfect for the STEM folks. Sometimes you want a formula to flow with your explanation, other times it needs to stand alone for emphasis.
Exactly. It's about having the right tool for the right mathematical communication need.
So Thomas, looking at all these December updates, what's your overall impression?
I'm really impressed with the focus on instructor control and flexibility. Release conditions for all content, group management improvements, better grading workflows. It's all about empowering instructors to create the learning experience they envision.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and those consistency improvements throughout. Standardized interfaces, predictable feature locations. These might seem small, but they make such a difference in daily use.
Absolutely. Feels like Blackboard really listened to user feedback about workflow frustrations and addressed them systematically.
Well, as we wrap up our final episode of 2025, let's remind everyone where they can learn more about these features.
Head to bbultra.fhsu.edu for all the details and resources you need.
There, you'll find links to the Anthology community where you can share how you're using those new features.
The Idea Exchange, where your suggestions might become next year's updates.
And our Blackboard Ultra optimization meeting scheduling resources for hands-on help with any of these features and how to make small incremental changes to your courses from where you are. We have appointment options for 15, 30, 45, and 60 minutes with very little wait time. Instructional designers are here to help.
We also provide a link to the SAAS release notes page from Anthology for detailed written guides on everything we've discussed and more.
Perfect. Well, that's episode 8 of What's New in Ultra Tilted. What a year it's been.
From AI-assisted course design to upgrades to the video and audio feedback feature, to these fantastic workflow improvements, 2025 has been quite a journey, to say the least.
Sure. Yeah. And with 4,000 launching, I can only imagine what 2026 will bring.
Here's to a restful winter break and an exciting new year of Blackboard innovation.
Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us throughout 2025.
Until next year, keep innovating and happy grading during finals.
Bye now. Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and check us out on the Tiger Learn blog or the Tilt social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.